What up, LoveQuest Nation? You are listening to our latest episode of our 9 a.m. Sunday experience, recorded live at our location in Vancouver, BC. So come on in and enjoy a powerful right now word brought to you by our founding and lead pastor, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It is a privilege, a blessing, an opportunity to be in God's house with his people. Just one more time. Say just one more time.
Just one more time.
Just one more time. Many people have went on to be with the Lord, and some people have went on to be with, according to the word, the Father they served on earth. But in the name of Jesus, as long as I am living and as long as there is a Christian on earth, everyone should hear the good news. In your workplace, on the bus, everyone should not only hear the good news, but they should see the good news. When people look at you, do they see the good news? Do they see the wonder working power of Jesus Christ? Amen. For a couple people. Okay. Two alive people. Amen. The Bible says we are living epistles. The Bible says we should be examples, right? And so there should be a glow about you if you are filled with the Spirit, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and if your hope is in him, there should be a glow within you. If your hope is in him, there should be a glow within you. Amen. No dingy Christians, no dingy ashy spirits. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your living word. We thank you for your never failing word. For you are faithful. You are just. And we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. The word became flesh. That light may shine in darkness. And because of your word, because of the blood, because of your spirit, I can say I once was lost, but now I'm found. So thank you for the light and the power of the gospel. And may that same gospel be communicated today uncompromisingly, courageously, full of boldness, but also spirit, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you lead and guide me away from any error. And I stand submitted. For you, if there is, I will be quick to repent and change. That no man or woman leaves this place hindered by a misrepresentation of your will. So I thank you for igniting our souls today as you walked on the road with those disciples and as you departed, they said, wasn't our hearts on fire as he opened the scriptures with us. So say this with me, Lord, open the scriptures for me in Jesus' name. Amen. I declare you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and I declare you are good ground. And I declare that this word will not be stolen. At least it won't be easily stolen. Amen. And so last week we started a series in the evening time called The Power Rangers. The Power Rangers, okay? And for those that's wondering about the Power Rangers is going to be a series, probably a long series, but it's going to be about the necessary weapons of choice. And I think if anything, this is a time of arming God's soldiers. Amen. Raising up soldiers. Amen. And the Power Rangers will be the power of the word, the power of prayer, the power of worship, the power of giving, the power of the local church, the power of fasting, the power of waiting, the power of his presence. Amen. But today we are dealing with the power of the what? Word. Ooh, I'm so excited. And I cannot hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. The word of God is the will of God. Sounds very simple, but often we're asking God what's his will without reading his will. The word of God is his written covenant, his written word. It is his promises. It is his heart. It is this reflection of relationship with God and man, heaven and earth. And there are things that God will speak to you that you will may have trouble finding on scripture. It's called Rhema word. But that Rhema word will be supported by the foundation of the Logos, the written word, the word of God, right? And so there's nothing that God is going to tell you that you can't get backed up by his written word. But it's very important that as you develop relationship with God, that you just don't become tripped up if you don't see something that God is revealing to you, because there's some things that God will reveal to you that people around you don't see. And you can't trust God based on people trusting you. Many people in the Bible did some ridiculous things, and there was no sign of you should do it. Noah. And we're in a day and world where we're trying to bag people off of hearing from God. You're weird, prophets are weird, and all these different things. And we're silencing the gifts in the body of Christ. Therefore, it's very difficult to act as pastoral gifts to focus on apostolic anointing or tasks that prophets should do. And that's why there is a call for the fivefold, a restoration of the fivefold ministry. We need teachers. We need to hire teachers just like we hire pastors. We need to hire prophets just like we hire. Our staff should reflect the fivefold ministry. Why? It's the foundation. It's the government. It is what's going to get rid of the goofiness out of the body of Christ. The word of God is the will of God. I just had this little example that flowed in my head. I just want to share it with you. If it makes sense, great. If it don't, that's okay. You don't have to really get it. It's just I'm sharing something that I'm trying to figure out, okay? But I think it's pretty cool. Very simple. If our relationship with God was a car, the will of God is not the steering wheel and is not the wheels. The will of God is the headlights. Will of God, the will of God, the word of God is the headlights. You getting it? You getting it? It's the headlights. The Bible says the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's the headlights, okay? It's the headlights. The will of man is the steering wheel. It's the steering wheel. You can drive wherever you want to drive. And the cool thing about the lights, the light will shine on a sign that say dead end. You can see yourself going the wrong direction at nighttime. See, your ignorance does not dim the light of the word. It dims your sight from seeing the word. But you don't have enough power to dim the light of the word. The word is going to shine. You just blind yourself. And then the wheel of man, the wheel. W-H-E-E-L, the wheel, what steers us, what has been given to us is the Holy Spirit to help us steer. Say, steer me, Holy Ghost. That's what he gave us. He's a guide. He's the Spirit of truth. He will not lead. He will lead us to all what? Truth. He is our steering wheel. That's why some religious folks want us to drive without the leading of the Holy Ghost. We can't be filled with the Holy Ghost. We can't pray in tongues. I'm just saying that he is our steering. He is our steering. He helps us steer. Okay, I'm excited. The Holy Spirit's means to will the wheels of man is a navigation system in a car, which is man, that reflects the heart of man, right? I forgot to drop. That's why you look at the logo of Love Quest. There is a pin drop in that logo. That same little icon right here is in our logo. You see it? It's right there. It's a very prophetic logo. And that's why it says where your treasure is, there will your heart be. There will. Your will is where your treasure is, and your treasure is where your heart is. Therefore, you have to give. And we're not talking ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about your thinker, your filler, your chooser. We're talking about your suke, your man. This is what soul winning is all about, is trying to help the Holy Spirit capture the heart of man for the Father. Reconciliation. Does the Holy Spirit have your heart? And you find David, where did he say he hid the word? So that he might not what? Sin. To hide something means you can't find it. But that's kind of just like, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's just like the Bible saying, do not let these words depart out of your mouth. It sounds like don't say them. But what he's saying is don't stop saying them. Just like what did I just say? Come on. Jesus, help me. Hidden words. When you think of hiding something, you can't find it. But the Lord is saying, put the word in your heart and stop tampering with it. Stop questioning it in the way of arguing. Hide it. Keep it safe. Guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of what? Life. I would like to challenge you and to say the challenges you're dealing with is a word issue. Either the word is going in or it ain't going in. The word is coming out or it's not coming out. You're trusting it or you're not trusting it. The word has the final say in your life or it doesn't. Is the word number one in your life? And is it the last in your life? Or is it something you pull out when you run out of options? You chase your peace, and when your peace doesn't work and wears your butt out and you tired, you do know life will wear you out. You can see, you think people like 50 years old, they be like, I'm 28. I'm like, wow. Say, not me. Psalm 119, book of the Amplified says this, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my what? Path. Your word is a what? Lamp. I don't like taking the trash out at nighttime. Depending on where the trash can is, that's why I hate going camping. Like when the bathroom is way down there. But if you have a lamp or flashlight or something, it helps you what? See in the dark. This is amazing. I went to Scandinavia. Scandinavia. You ever heard of Scandinavia? Okay. Little massage spa treatment thingy. And I was in the steam room for a long time, probably longer than I should have been. And in really nice steam rooms, they have showers. Not for you to take your clothes off, though, because this is public. It's a shower to cool off. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the job, the idea is that you can stay in the heat longer without leaving it. So I'm hot in the steam room, but instead of leaving out to cool off, there's a supply of water for me to cool off so I can stay in longer and receive the benefits from the heat. You trying to escape heat when the heat is there for you to mold you and shape you and frame you. And there's a supply of water on the inside. But this is what I realized. The water ain't just running. I have to go over and push the button. And then it'll stay on for maybe like 5-10 seconds. And it just because it shut off didn't mean it was out of supply. I just have to keep. But also, that's for the external. If you're smart, they always tell you to bring a water bottle in the spa, because there's a source of water that's going to keep you protected on the outside, but then you got to drink some water to keep you cool on the what? Inside. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Truth's shining light, the TPT version says this, the truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. See, some people may not like this part because it means the word got to get in your business. So it's an independent spirit, right? You don't want to go to the word. No, the Bible says acknowledge me in all. The Bible don't even say acknowledge me while you do. There's some things you can't do until there's a response from the acknowledgement. And sometimes what we want to do, sometimes what we want to do is get a one-day passport because we lost our passport. So you ever have to get a quick turnaround on a passport? Right? Because we want to cross borders. We want to cross boundaries and lines. And instead of waiting on the Lord, there's an extra fee for an expedited passport. And if you can just wait on the Lord, shall renew your strength. Don't do it. I gotta stay focused. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear. Remember what I said last week. You can't just be a person that just listens to what I say. I am delivering the mail. You have to open it. Which means as I'm reading the scripture, the Lord has taken this word and customizing it for every set of ears in this room. And if you come to church and all you do is just hear and say, that was a great message, you're not just supposed to take notes of what I'm saying, but the mail is dropping on your lap. What is God saying? You leave here and he brings clarity to your life. Monday shouldn't be cross the border day. Monday should be inspection day. These folks on Monday get right back to flesh. Hallelujah, Pastor, that was an amazing word. You was all up in my business. Oh my God, that was a life-changing word. Monday, first thing you get out of bed, do you pray, you do your little devotion, and then you're involving God in your flesh, and he has nothing to do with your flesh. God didn't say, involve me in your flesh. Involve me in your decision-making. Oof. Monday is a day where you take all, especially you that come to three services, you get a whole lot of mail. Monday, if you got the luxury of not having to go to work, you should get you a nice cup of coffee, shower, and you should spend some time unpacking the word. Abigail, I'll see y'all. Y'all can't be texting each other. I'll see you. She on the camera texting people. Amen. Right, because what we do, like this example, right? Because you made yourself an example. So you're busy in church doing other stuff, and you are satisfied with just hearing what pastor is saying, but you're not hearing what the Spirit is saying for you. The Word of God is the covenant, the will, the agreement, and the title deed. Hebrews 10 says this, the Holy Spirit confirms this to us by the scripture. For the Lord says, afterwards, I will give them this covenant. This is the covenant I'm going to give you guys. I will embed my laws, my word, into their what? hearts and fasten my word to their thoughts. It is dangerous when you have thoughts that aren't fastened to the word. You can have bad thoughts, but the word needs to be fastened to them. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, take the word, carry it captive. Take every thought that trumps itself, that prides itself, that stands up against the word, contrary to the word, and carry it captive to the word. Because we're in this world, we're not of it. We're going to have crazy thoughts. I won't share some of the crazy thoughts that I have sometimes, but we all have crazy thoughts like, where did that come from? But that's why you put the word in you. So soon as a thought comes, clank, clank, the word arrests you, arrests the thought. Then it arrests you and gives you a chance to make a sound decision. That's why you're not really caring for your soul when you don't put the word in it. Because when those crazy thoughts come, when suicidal thoughts come, when giving up comes, when insecurities come, insecure thoughts come, and then the word pops up that was put in me, that I opened the mail on Monday, and on Wednesday, fear comes, insecurity comes, and the word pops up. You are more than a conqueror. No, don't forget. Now you have a choice to decide who you are. An orphan or a son. But you don't put no word, you're just going to believe the lie. And then he says, I will not ever again remember their sins and lawless deeds. There's the covenant that I leave. I'm going to put my word in your heart. I'm going to bind my word to your thoughts. And I am going to remove the sin so you don't have to wonder if the word is good for you, if you are qualified to receive what I say. I am going to remove the debt that you are unable to pay. I'm going to pay the debt and give you the promise. So let's remove you out the way. No mountain you won't climb up. No shadow you won't light up. Coming after me. Woo! Look. You're like, well, how do the word get on my heart? Just like I've always heard that we plead the blood. Well, you can say you plead the blood, but if you don't plead the word, you're not pleading the blood. Every time you declare the word, you're pleading the blood. Why? Because the life of the flesh is in the what? Blood. And the word became what? Flesh. And he gave us his word. So every time we speak the word, we're pleading the what? Blood. And every time you speak your emotions, you're pleading unqualified language to push any darkness back. Look at what this says. How do I get the word on my heart? Because if he just put it on our heart, then everybody would have it, obey it. It would just be there. When you was in the club, before you even came to your first Bible study, the word would just be on your heart. And I don't know, when I first got saved, the word just wasn't on my heart. I didn't just receive Jesus and then start declaring the word. This is something you have to get. You ready for this? This is how you get the word. He's giving you the word to put on your heart. Look, my heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my song to a king. You'll appreciate this, Effie. My tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. How do I get the word written on my heart? Jeremiah 31, 33 speaks about it. Ezekiel 36 talks about it. I will write the word on the tablet of their hearts. How do you do that? My tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. I get the word on my heart by what? Speaking it. Psalm 107. He sends forth his what? Word. Come on. He sends forth his what? Word. One more time. He sends forth his what? Word. And what does he do? He heals them and rescues them from the pit and what? Destruction. What does the rescue? The word. God help me. He's like, all right, pick up the word. Stop complaining, speak the word. Stop speaking doubt. Speak the word. He sends forth his word to heal our disease. He sends forth his word. That's why I don't play when I go to church. If God has blessed me enough to send me a mailman, do you know how many people are praying that God sends a messenger? You can get spoiled at a church that teach a lot. You just like, oh, no. Everybody don't get it. And so you cannot take it lightly when you are getting the word of God. Why? Because he's sending it forth to do what? To destroy everything that is not of him that is clinging to your life by his word. The word is the sword of the what? Spirit. The Holy Spirit can only do so much, but if you don't have the word implanted in your heart, you will work against the work of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 3 says this, but the one who indulges in a sinful life is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. So the reason the Son of God was revealed was to undo, untie, unravel, loosen, destroy the what? Works. The word was sent to destroy the works of the enemy in your life. The word. Say the word. The power of the word. Say it's working in me. Come on, it's working in me. Come on, CC, it's working in me. Come on, CC, it's working in me. Amen. Our Father is committed to his word. Here's the good news, Dill. Pastor Dill, here's the good news. He's committed to his word. How many people ever been around flaky people? Amen. Now put your hand down. How many people been flaky? Put both your hands up. Amen. No. How many times, even if you've kindly pulled your word back, it's okay to change your mind. Listen, God never changes his mind. Like, there's nothing wrong with changing your mind. Actually, you should change your mind about some of the things you're doing right now, today. But God cannot, he will not, and does not change his word. Oh my God, it is the only dependable source of life. And who have you depended on more? Man, we went up on the gondola the other day. The gondola. The gondola. From sea to sky. From sea to shiny sea. And I was doing a little video on there. I was like, this is unnecessary. We do not have to conduct a wedding way up here. For what? Why are we doing this? And you're just, but you can't deny the splendor. There's some places you will never see the fullness of God's beauty. You'd ever come close to it without going places that you weren't meant to go. Without going places you may be afraid to go. My wife was like, I'm afraid of heights. That can be a natural thing, but you can't be afraid of the glory of God on your life. And what you have to do on the gondola, you have to trust the principles that are at work. All I had to do is get in and sat down.
Yes, sir. Sat down. Praying tongues.
You gotta catch this revelation. My only job was to get in and sit down. There was nothing that I could do to get me up there. But then on the way down, I saw people hiking to get up there. And that's how some people prefer to go after what God has promised. We're going to hike for it. Instead of getting in enter his rest and do what? Sat down. Look at your neighbor, say, sat down. And then there on the way down, I just happened to ride with Caleb. On the way up, it was me and Pastor Julia, just us. She was on, making noises of doubt and unbelief. We handle our nerves a little different. Me, I project, I be talking, I'm on the video, I'm trying to distract myself as much as possible. I'm just looking forward. And I want to do nothing but talk positivity. No negative sounds, no warning sounds, nothing. Even if we going down, let's praise the Lord. Don't be like, oh my God. No. God, you are awesome in this place in Jesus' name. Because he could turn it around. He could turn it around. Won't he do it? He will. Now look, so on the way back, I'm riding with Caleb. And he just... He's like, hey, Pastor, how you doing, Pastor? Oh, my God. What's this? And he just talking. And then he heard the girl singing in the little thing. I didn't really hear it. See, because when you're nervous, sometimes your nerves close your hearing. And so I was focused on trying to focus on dealing with my anxiety versus calming my fears so I can hear. And sometimes what we do is because we're nervous in life, we distract ourselves. We can't sit still. We don't want to be by ourselves. We don't want to be alone. We can't go untouched, all that. And what we do is we miss the hearing of God. And what we do is we do hear, but we miss hear. Just like the devil know the word. He spoke it to Jesus. And Jesus' response was, for it is what? Written. If you don't know what's written, you're going to always run this risk of being manipulated. And the enemy going to use the word. Well, I think this God. Yeah. Here we go. Caleb say, and on the way down, the wind was blowing. And you just over here rocking, just first of all, I thought it was gonna be a nice, quick little ride, and we just kept going up. Just, where we like, what are we doing? And then on the way down, Caleb, you hear that? I'm like, I'm not trying to hear nothing right now. Like, you hear that? And this wasn't the case, but I'm going to be spiritually deep right now. He heard a sound that probably would have calmed my fears. Because they were singing worship music to switch our channel. They hear a greater sound. It don't mean they're being insensitive to you, but they're saying, let's go a little higher and let's put our eyes on the Lord and he'll give you what? Perfect peace. Instead of hearing the winds that's causing the waves, hear the sound until you get to a place of peace. Caleb, why? He didn't know that's how God was using him, but he was trying to point my attention to the music. I was like, I don't want to be quiet right now. I like the sound of nervousness right now. That's masked in praise. See, because what do I mean by that? I was focused on the splendor of God. Oh, my God, God, it's beauty up here. This is amazing. But I was distracting myself opposed to fully trusting the principle that was at work for me. And although I enjoyed the scenery, I was quiet a couple times for a few seconds. And it was so peaceful up there. But God's plan is not that you enjoy a few seconds of glory. Can you be still and quiet long enough to be drenched in his goodness? It's not enough for him to be good to you. You have to learn how to walk in his goodness. A mind that is regulated by his goodness and mercy. Our Father is committed to his word. Jeremiah 1 says this, then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert, I am active, and I am watching over my word to what? Perform it. That's good news, you guys. That's why I got to find what he said and hang on. Why? Because he's watching. It's not my job to make the word work. It's my job to participate with the word. Participation. The word needs participation. It needs faith. It needs diligence. It needs trust. It needs a voice. That's good news, you guys. The Lord said, I am alert and active. So don't allow the winds. Don't allow the absences of things and persons. Don't allow your feelings to get in the way and begin to do my part. We are co-laboring. How many people in here have tried to do God's part before? Raise your hand. I know I've done plenty of times. Some of y'all still doing. Some of y'all still playing God's part right now. Amen. Amen. But that's why he's giving you his word. You can't do his part. It's impossible. With man, it is what? Impossible. But with God, it is what? It's all possible. Let him do his part. Woo! I'm watching over my word. I'm watching over my word, which means I am protecting it. I am using what the enemy meant for evil, and he turns it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it
for good.
Watch it, Danny, watch it. No, that's you, that's you.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Y'all took too long to get in there. Amen, amen. That was a good job. Juan Carlos like, do I got to get up right now? Amen, amen. Amen. He's performing it. He's watching over it. So even if what he promised is getting tampered with, that's why when the word is getting, when the promise, when you know what God promised you is being tampered with, persecution, tampered with, you know what God said about your spouse. And you see the enemy tampering with it. You see their flesh tampering with it. You see the spirit of sabotage. But the Lord said, okay, that's okay. I got plenty of ways to turn. He said, count it all what? Joy. I got many ways to work it out. The enemy is working for me. I know how to turn this thing around. When it comes to my children, I am watching over his grandmama prayers, his auntie prayers. I am watching over the word. But you just gotta trust God. He's committed to his word. Say he's committed. He's committed to his word. He's committed to his will. 1 John 5 says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness. This is what boldness gets you. Which we have in who? Him, his word. We are sure that if we ask anything, got to be careful with this one though, right? Let me turn the page for you. You can't pray for something or somebody and tell God to turn it into his promise. Woo! Lord, make this one what you promised me. He like, no, I'm not gonna turn manna into avocado toast. I'm not going to turn manna into avocado toast. Manna is manna. We're going to eat that good stuff over there. You ready? He says, ask anything. Make any request according to my word. See, and that's why you got to know God's will. And that's why you get frustrated sometimes, because you're looking for car in the Bible. You're looking for spouse in the Bible. That's where you twist in the word. He said that his will is peace. So if that thing is bucking against the overall promise of God and is driving you away from peace and is bringing contention against and with the people that God has placed around you, you got to ask yourself twice, is this God's plan or am I trying to turn it into God's plan because it is bucking against my peace? Peace is his will. Joy is his will. God's will is not going to pull you away from the people, the leaders, the coverings, the families that he called you to. God's plan is not going to sow discord. And you should be able to bring God's plan around. According to his will, according to his word. Look, ask him anything that's in agreement with his own, with his plan. Have you ever prayed, Lord, is this in agreement with your plan? Or Lord, can I, look, you might have said, Lord, what's your will? But your heart spoke, Lord, can I have this? Lord, does this agree with your plan? And because it doesn't agree with your plan, doesn't make those people bad. It doesn't make that place bad. And it doesn't mean that God is saying no. God is saying his word is yes and what? Amen. You're hearing no because his yes is not your yes. Look, he listens to and hears us. Those that are praying his will, he listens to. How many people like being ignored? How many people like being not heard? Because sometimes it's not you being ignored. I just didn't hear you. Right? Your kid, your mom ever call your name? And you kind of hear her. You kind of make out what she's saying, but you keep walking. Because you kind of know what it is. My kids, my son be like, huh? And my daughter, huh? And I'm not repeating myself. And then it's funny how what I said, then they heard it after, huh? They want you to repeat it. They're thinking of a response. Huh, what you say? No, I didn't get the last part. Okay, well, you're just not going to get the whole part then. He listens to. And that's why here we want to teach you how to pray. That's why on Saturdays, a little plug, it's prayer time. Why? So we can help you learn how to pray the word, not emotions. Pray his will. Pray his word. Matthew 8, as Jesus went to Capernaum, a centurion came up to him, begging him and saying, Lord, my servant boy is lying at the house. What? Okay, there you go. There you go. You should have your Bible. Have what? Paralyzed and what? Distressed with intense pains. Anybody know any people, family members, friends, co-workers? They look good, but they paralyzed. I know some paralyzed folks. I know some paralyzed folks come to church. Amen. In Jesus' name. Or distressed. There's a constant tension. There's a constant can't get over the hump. Let me help you. Jesus said to him, I'll come and restore. But the centurion replied, Lord, no. I'm not worthy, or I'm not fit to have you come under my roof. My house dirty. Got all kind of Jack Daniel bottles all over the... But only speak, he said, I don't need you to go anywhere. I just heard somewhere you sent your word. We just read that, didn't we? He said, but only speak the word. Only speak the word and my servant boy will be what? Cured. For I also am a man subject to authority. This is very powerful. I am a man subject to authority with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he what? Goes. And to another, come, and he what? Comes. And to my slave, do this, and he what? Does it. I'm a man acquainted with authority. I know what authority can do. I've seen authority at work. And I've seen the lesser have to surrender to the authority. I've seen the lesser have to surrender to the greater. Light is greater than dark. The word is greater than your emotions. The power of God is greater than the power of the enemy. He said, I know what authority can do when it's exercised. When it's what? Released. Not only exercise, because if you're going to exercise it, you got to realize it. You got to know you're able. You go to the gym because you know you're able to get fit. You go to work and apply for a job because you know you're able to get it done. This man says, I know what your word can do because I've seen what my authority can do. And if my little old authority can make one come, make one go, and make one surrender, I know what your word can do because you sent your word to heal, to destroy the lesser. I was bound by the lesser a long time. Jesus says, never the less. But your will, but that's not the greater. Thank you for keeping us through the wilderness, but the wilderness was not meant for me to die. The wilderness was meant for me to go through. When Jesus heard him, Jesus marveled and said to those who followed him, who adhered steadfastly to him, conforming to his example in living and, if need be, in dying also, I tell you truly, I have not found so much faith as this with anyone. Who is this who trusted in the authority of the word of God, who understood who he was, who understood the power of the word, who understood the authority of the word? When you're going through, do you understand the word enough, the power of it, to exercise it, release it, stand on it? Peter understood the power of the word. That's why he said, Lord, give me a word and I will step out of this boat. The word is final authority. The word is final authority. It has to be final authority in your household. Romans 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, good news of Christ, for it is God's power working unto salvation for deliverance from eternal death, from deliverance from eternal death. It is the power of God working within me. John 1 says, in the beginning, before all time, was the what? Word. In the beginning, before all time, was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God himself. He was present originally with God. Who was present originally with God? All things were made and came into existence through him. Who is him? And without him, without the word, was not even one thing made that has come into being. Verse 4, in him, who is him? Was what?
life. So in the word, you can find what? Life. John 6, 63 says this, the words that I speak are spirit and life. For the flesh profits nada. And the light shines on in the darkness. Look. Y'all ready for this? For the darkness has never outpowered the light. You notice the more you speak death and emotions, the darker your soul begins to feel, the heavier. He says, no. Lay that spirit of heaviness down and put on the garment of what? Praise. Praise will lift your heaviness off of you. It out of or absorb. Darkness has never put out light or absorbed it or appropriated it and is unreceptive to. There does come a point where you're full of so much word and your relationship, you're so connected that although COVID, although darkness surrounds you, you still have joy. Can't nobody. Why you got so many buttons to push? Turtleneck. You got like a long robe with buttons just all the way up. Everywhere you go, somebody can push a button. They don't even know you, so how they know what button to push? Familiar spirits, maybe. Darkness. But you can walk into a dim place and shine it out. You are the light of the world. But if you don't have the word in you, if you don't know who you are, and if you don't exercise the word daily, it says you're the salt of the earth. What good is the salt if you don't use it? The Bible says you're good for nothing. You ever see salt sit so long and it gets stuck, you got to get a fork and break it up, right? It's just sitting there. And that's why he that winneth souls is wise. He that shines their light on a daily is a wise person. Because the more you sprinkle, the Bible says the more salt you get, the saltier you are. And the word became flesh and tabernacled, it fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually sought his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten son receives from his father. Such glory that only an unbegotten son or a begotten son receives from his father. Here we go, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Here we go. For out of his fullness, who the word, the Bible says, through the knowledge of God, you have everything you need pertaining to have life and godliness through the knowledge of him. You cannot have a relationship with God and do not chew, eat, study, meditate on his word. You cannot say you love me but don't want to hear me. Sometimes I feel sorry for those couples. You go out on a date and you see them couples ain't even talking to each other. I'm like, oh, that's sad. You can't. We got to eat together because you my buddy. Gotta eat tonight, so let's go eat. But if you don't want to listen to me, it's like people you give wisdom to, they don't listen. Well, you can't say you really love me, respect me, honor me, if when I'm telling you something, you won't take heed. Here's the word. It says wisdom cries out in the streets. It goes down and says, you ignore it, you simpleton. There's gonna be a day when you need my wisdom. You're gonna cry out, I won't be there. says, for out of my fullness, my abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace, highlighted after. There's something after. There's more. It says after another. One grace after another. The grace that keeps on giving. And spiritual blessing, not only after, but upon. Heaped upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon, heaped upon favor. And gift heaped upon gift. The word keeps on giving. In your presence is fullness of joy.
Our faces in you know, social media way more than it's on kingdom media. You do know heaven streams every day. God's word is dependable. I'll give you a couple more, we'll close. You getting anything? God's word is dependable. I can trust on the word of God. I can trust. And I don't want to, I'm mad I took so long. There was something in me because it was imparted in me, but some of us take too long to trust God. And it's a process. Why? Because the enemy is warring against the word. But the priority is not to get heaven to break your pinata. So you can just get all the treats. Your relationship with God is not about treats. It's about peace. It's about relationship. It's about being in this world, overcoming the work of the enemy, walking strong and tall, standing and facing all that the challenges have put you through. And after you stood, the Bible says what? Stand. And then watch the impossible happen. God's word. Dependable. God's word is dependable. Isaiah 55. So also will be the word that I speak. That I speak. You know, if he's in you and he says that I purchased this temple, then it comes a point where, as he says, the mind, you have the mind of Christ. But that also means that what you say, your thinker, your chooser, your feeler, you begin to feel what the Holy Spirit is feeling about a situation, a person, a circumstance. You begin to lend your tongue to the Holy Spirit and you begin to speak the word. That's why we'll learn later on today that the angels hearken at the word of God. They're waiting for the word to be released. That's why we worship. That's why we lift up praise. That's why we want to make sure we're singing the songs, not that just emotional, but words, the songs that speak the word.
He says, so also the word that I speak, it does not return to me unfulfilled. My word performs my purpose. I want you to catch that part. You can come up, Juan Carlos. My word performs my purpose. You got to get this part. You can't make the word do what you want it to do. You can't take the word off of God's path for you and put it on your path for you. There's a way that seems right to a man. That's the word of God. He's telling, man, this could be so easy if we just trust the word. Now, it doesn't mean you won't experience hard times, but the word brings certainty to your life. There's a way that seems right. How many people found out later they was going the wrong way? Amen. Amen. Wrong way cost you a lot of money. It cost you a lot of relationships. Hey, look, ignorance and rebellion is very expensive. It ain't got people hospital bills, that's unnecessary, car crashes, migraine headaches, domestic violence, all kinds of stuff. Because there was a way that seemed right. But the Bible says in the end, you will run into what? Death. And that's why it's a blessing when God puts people in your life to oversee, to help guide you, in the multitude of counselors to give you wisdom, to help you weigh out what you're going through. It's not called control, it's called covenant. If you are in a covenant with God, He is going to put people in your life that's in covenant with Him to be in covenant with you. This triple cord is not easily broken. It can't just be you and boo-boo. My word performs my purpose and it fulfills the mission. It fulfills the mission that I sent it out to accomplish. This is so powerful that God's word is on a mission. And He created you. He spoke you. He created you. He molded you and sent you into this word on a what? Mission. You were created out of the word. You were being regenerated by the word. You are being redeemed by the word. How can a man be saved? How can a man hear the gospel except the preacher be what? Sent to do what? Speak the what? Word that is the seed that gets in your heart that then builds faith for you to say, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. There's something that's put in your heart that the Spirit then latches onto and it brings you back to where you were created to be. Fulfills the mission it was sent out to accomplish. God's word is incorruptible.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's just where we'll pick up at 12 p.m. service. Give God a hand.
Thanks for joining us. Stay connected with us by following us on social media at LoveQuestINTL Church. And join us next time as we receive another powerful Right Now word brought to us by our man of God, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy the rest of your day, and in the meantime, get your love fixed, man.